Okay, welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border, and I'm going to jump right back into here to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 28 and verse 13. Go tell Hananiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Thou hast broken the yokes of wood, but thou shalt make for them yokes of iron. For thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put a yoke of iron upon the neck of all these nations, that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they shall serve him, and I have given him the beasts of the field also. Then said the prophet Jeremiah unto Hananiah the prophet, Hear now, Hananiah, the Lord hath not sent thee, but thou makest this people to trust in a lie. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will cast thee off from the face of the earth. This year thou shalt die, because thou hast taught rebellion against Yahuwah. So Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the seventh month. Chapter 29. Now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders which were carried away captive, and to the priests, and to the prophets, and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. After that Jeconiah, the king, and the queen, and the eunuchs, and the princes of Judah, and Jerusalem, and the carpenters, and the smiths, were departed from Jerusalem by the hand of Elasa, the king of Shaphan, and Jemariah, the son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent unto Babylon to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, saying, Thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, the Lord of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon, Build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens, and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives, and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that you may be increased there, and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city, whither I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray unto Yahuwah for it. For in the peace thereof you shall have peace. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams which you cause to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith Yahuwah. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith Yahuwah, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And they shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. I have a lot of people contact me. I have a video out there called The Virgin Birth and The Origin of Pagan Counterfeits, and you can find that by googling Zeitgeist and Virgin Birth on YouTube, or you can go to my website, crosstheborder.org, and watch that video there. And of the few videos that I have produced, that is the one that I take the most pride in, because it is simply the gospel story, and it has pricked a few hearts, I'll tell you that. People have contacted me, and they say, with things like, I can't find him. I've prayed, and I've sought. But here, the word is this, to those people, and to anyone who does not feel that closeness in a relationship with the Heavenly Father, never settle for no. Never settle for a life without him at the center of it. He says here, when you seek me with all your heart. When you think that you have sought him with all your heart, you have not. Because how do I express that? I know there are a few people out there that are listening. They understand what I'm saying. Because if you seek him with all your heart and you haven't found him, then you haven't sought him with all your heart. Because when you seek him with all your heart, you're going to lay down everything. You're not going to take a chance on anything. You're going to search his word. And you're going to say to yourself, what displeases him? Show me your law. Let me eat your law. Let me drink your law. Let it become a part of me because I want to find you. And if learning how to please you is what allows me to live in your kingdom, then I'm going to do that so that I can find you. And when you do that, when you continually judge every work of your hand, every thought that proceeds out of that comes into your mind, and every word that proceeds out of your mouth, according to the light of his word, and what is right in his sight, yes, his righteousness, and you judge those things, and you find that those things are lacking, and you cry out to him, and you say, Father, help me. I'm doing things that don't please you. I am afraid that those things will keep me from coming into your presence. Help me to do only the things to please you. Help me to put off those things that are not pleasing in your sight. When that is your heart's cry, then, and only then, when that is your heart's continual cry, then, and only then, can you say, I have sought him with all my heart. Because then you will say, because I have found him. Until that point comes, you just keep searching. You just keep seeking his kingdom. And there, let absolutely nothing keep you from entering into his kingdom. There is no pleasure. There is no sin. There is no philosophy. There is no treasure that is more valuable than the treasure that you can find by voluntarily entering into his kingdom, volunteering to live according by his law, to do only those things that please him. There is nothing that this mortal life has to offer that can compare with the riches that he has waiting for you. You who will seek him. And you who will let nothing stop you from entering into his kingdom and receiving his gift of eternal life, the price for which was paid by his Messiah who died in your place. Nothing, absolutely nothing is more important than obedience to him with a right heart. Obedience out of love, not out of a legalistic spirit that says that if I'm good, then God owes me heaven. Surely I'm going to go to heaven when I die because I'm a good man. That's called self-righteousness, whether it comes from the Joe Sixpack who drinks his beer and watches football every Sunday and Monday and says, I never hurt anyone. I'm not as bad as Jeffrey Dahmer. And oh God, I heard about those people at Waco and Tony Alamo. And certainly I'm not a child pornographer. They're not prosecuting me, are they? I'm a good man. God's going to have to let me into heaven. Now, your self-righteousness, whether it's that ignorant type of self-righteousness that only compares itself to those that are known to be evildoers, those that are exceedingly wicked, or it's a self-righteousness that says, oh, I practice the law. Yes, I tithe every week. I give 10% and I deduct every damn penny off of my income tax. You hypocrite, lawbreaker. You're letting your left hand know what your right hand is doing against the word of the Messiah, but your self-righteousness because of your giving. You know what Yahshua said about people like that? He said, on the outside, you look real good. You're like whitewashed sepulchers. You look clean and white on the outside, but inside you are full of dead men's bones. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. There is nothing more important than you cross the border into his kingdom and live forever. Let him be your God. Let him be your lawmaker. He only wants good for you, and he only wants good from you. And don't worry if you're not good, because we were all no good. And none of us are perfect. We all still have evil in us. But he will teach us obedience. He will impute his righteousness to us. All we need is that desire to please him. And that desire comes through the only prayer of the wicked that our Heavenly Father will hear. Because he says the prayer of the wicked is an abomination to him. He doesn't hear the prayer of the wicked. Yes, they can get up there in their national day of prayer, and the president can say, yes, well, we pray to the God or whatever. They can go to all their prayer breakfasts. But the prayer of the wicked is an abomination to Yahuwah. The only prayer of the wicked he's going to hear is a prayer of repentance. Forgive me, Heavenly Father, sinner. Teach me obedience. Because that's what repentance is. It's putting off the evil. And it's allowing him to write his law upon your heart. It's heeding the work, the convicting work of the Holy Spirit. It's not when you're convicted, you run to your own false prophets who prophesy falsely. Yes, they wear black robes and they say, oh, that God of the Bible and his prophets will not give you a license to have men with men to practice your wickedness and your homosexuality and your abortions and your adulteries. But we will give you license. And yes, false prophets. Yes. We'll take your license while you reject the true God, the one and only true God. You're taking that yoke of iron upon yourself. You're inviting the famine and the sword and pestilence. It's coming. Look out. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, and the king is very much alive. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith Yahuwah, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith Yahuwah, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith Yahuwah, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. You know, this is a prophecy. There are a lot of false prophets out there even today. There are those that call themselves Jews that are not. Many of them call themselves messianic Christians. They take on Jewish names, and they say that God is going to, because they've discovered their own Jewishness, and they try to get people to come after them and discover their Jewishness. And it's all an assumption at best. That's right. If you can't prove it, you can't find it in the Word of God, and it comes out of your own mind, but you're convinced that it is God speaking to you or his Holy Spirit. You can't trust it, but you can trust his word, and you can trust anything that is in accordance with his word. But they'll say, oh, well, those thoughts, they jibe with this scripture right here in Jeremiah, where he says, I will bring you again from the place whence I have caused you. I bring you out of all the nations, so they think. But this prophecy has already been fulfilled. And yes, is this a prophecy that may be fulfilled again? Well, yes, it will. But it will only be fulfilled in the resurrection. That's right. The next time this prophecy or a type of this prophecy will be fulfilled will be in the resurrection. But this is a prophecy, this after 70 years. I mean, it's quite plain. It's right here in the text. You can't just pluck this one verse out and try to apply it as the new fakers that call themselves Jews that are not are doing today just to, you know, carry a following people away after them, these false prophets. They're all, you got to be careful out there, people. You know, you have to learn to discern what is the Word of God. And if it isn't found in His Word, then it isn't His Word. If it goes against His Word or isn't according to it, then you can't trust it. No matter how good it sounds, you cannot trust it. You have to learn to say, well, you know what? I have a personal revelation. I can't say, thus saith the Lord, on this. We have to be honest with ourselves concerning the Word of God. So anyway, Jeremiah is prophesying after 7 years. He's saying that I will bring you again into this place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Because you have said, the Lord has raised us up prophets in Babylon. Know that thus saith Yahuwah of the king that sitteth upon the throne of David, and of all the people that dwell in this city, and of your brethren that are not gone forth with you into captivity. Yes, not everyone went into captivity. Jeremiah did not go into captivity. He is now writing to those that went into captivity. Jeremiah was set free. The king of Babylon had heard of his writings. Perhaps he even had them read to him. He says, thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, behold, I will send upon them the sword, the famine, and the pestilence, and will make them like vile figs that cannot be eaten. They are so evil. And he's speaking of those that listen to the false prophets. And I will persecute them with the sword, and with the famine, with the pestilence, and will deliver them to be removed to all kingdoms of the earth, to be a curse and an astonishment, a hissing and a reproach among all the nations whither I have driven them, because they have not hearkened to my word, saith the Lord, which I sent unto them by my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, but you would not hear, saith Yahuwah. Hear ye therefore the word of the Lord, all ye of the captivity, whom I have sent from Jerusalem to Babylon. Thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, the God of Israel, and Ahab, the son of Kolaiah, of the Zedekiah, son of Maaseiah, which prophesy a lie unto you in my name. Behold, I will deliver them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall slay them before your eyes. And of them that shall be taken up, and of them shall be taken up a curse by all the captivity of Judah, which are in Babylon, saying, the Lord make thee like Zedekiah and like Ahab, whom the king of Babylon roasted in the fire, because they have committed villainy in Israel, and have committed adultery with their neighbor's wives, and have spoken lying words in my name, which I have not commanded them. Even I know and am a witness, saith the Lord. Thus thou shalt speak to Shemaiah the Nealamite, saying, thus speaketh Yahuwah of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, because thou hast sent letters in thy name unto all the people that are at Jerusalem, and to Zephaniah the son of Maaseiah the priest, and to all the priests, saying, the Lord hath made thee priest in the stead of Jehoiada the priest, that you should be officers in the house of the Lord for every man that is mad and maketh himself a prophet, that thou should put him in prison and in the stocks. Now therefore, why hast thou not reproved Jeremiah of Anathoth, which maketh himself a prophet to you? For therefore he sent us unto us in Babylon, saying, this captivity is long. Build you houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. And Zephaniah the priest read this letter in the ears of Jeremiah the prophet. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, send to all them of the captivity, saying, thus saith the Lord concerning Shemaiah the Nealamite, because that Shemaiah has prophesied unto you, and I sent him not. Therefore, we're in chapter 29, verse 32, the very last verse of chapter 29. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will punish Shemaiah the Nealamite and his seed, and he shall not have a man to dwell among this people, neither shall he behold the good that I will do for my people, saith Yahuwah, because he hath taught rebellion against the Lord. Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu in the Hebrew, chapter 30 and verse 1. The word that came to Jeremiah from Yahuwah, saying, thus speaketh the Lord, Yahuwah, God of Israel, saying, write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. For lo, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will bring again the captivity of my people, Israel and Judah, saith the Lord, and I will cause them to return the land to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. And these are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and concerning Judah. Thus saith the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling and fear, and not of peace. Ask ye now, and see whether a man doth travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loin as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness. Well, we're at the end of the hour. You're listening to Cross the Border. We will be back, so don't go anywhere.